Welcome to Delightfully Dysfunctional, a podcast about navigating the emotions of the human condition and the challenges that come with it. I'm Kaylani Persian Mason, a psychotherapist and life coach with James Timmons and Ever Curious Human. This is not a replacement for mental health therapy. Please seek out mental health care if that's what you're needing. This is an opportunity for self-healers to dive deep and understand more about themselves. Welcome back to Delightfully Dysfunctional. I'm Kaylani and this is James.
I'm James.
And today we're going to be using the interactive cards, and I will be discussing my parts that come up. And this is an attempt to just kind of model some parts work, but also to share and give more information about like being vulnerable and self-compassion and what that looks like and sounds like in your healing journey. I'm also a psychotherapist and a life coach, so you can check me out at coachkaylani.com or at kaylani_evolve on Instagram, and I'll have some new offerings coming up soon. Also, if you are just listening, we would love for you to be on our YouTube as a subscriber, because this is where you'd be able to see all the cards that we're working with, and that'll be a much more like visual and fun, tasty experience for you. We also have other videos like therapist reactions that have been a lot of fun to do as well. Am I forgetting anything, James?
No, I'm just noticing that your mic is like right up against your throat, so I'm afraid it's gonna sound really like throaty. But it's okay. I mean, it'll be fine.
That's not a good thing?
Well, you'll hear every swallow. Yeah. Gosh. When I edit that, I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, no. Okay. I fixed it. This is better. Okay. So I'm going to take a moment and
I get to be your therapist now.
You can try. This will be fun.
I'm not licensed.
Yeah.
But I am psycho.
I'm a little bit nervous.
Okay. Oh, she's pulling like every one. Hand them to me. I'll explain them. I'll describe them for our listeners. Again, this is going to be another one of those episodes that's going to be highly visual. We're going to do our best to describe the visuals to you if you're just listening. But again, we would recommend that you go and subscribe to our YouTube for tasty treats. Okie dokie. Okay, now as quickly as you can, tell me what every single one of them means. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. Let's go one by one.
Well, no, I'm going to do it in the way that like goes for me.
Yeah, okay. This is you.
So I can let's see. These are parts of my Okay, so these are parts of the self, the version of myself that I am working towards becoming.
Okay.
So they're a whole category. So what's included here is this really beautiful tree out in nature. And I really want more nature in my life. We've been on a quest for more and more family hikes when we have the time. And that's something I'd like more time to be in nature. This is, like the Native American woman. And she's in the moonlight, and there's a turtle. I don't understand quite the symbolism of a turtle, but to me, this is just like trying to get back to your roots. Not that I'm Native American, but just like all of our ancestral
roots.
You were
born in Alaska, though.
I was born in Alaska, yes, but it's just not wasn't my path. So,
did you notice the turtle when you pulled it?
I don't know if I did or not, and I don't know what turtles mean. Maybe we'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Maybe like a protective shell.
Maybe. But I mean, even like my interest in psychedelics, it's like, you know, so many of our ancestors used that for their healing, and I'm wanting to understand more about my ancestral heritage too, because my grandparents were raised, they were both Buddhist, but I just recently kind of learned that because in World War II, they had to go to the Japanese internment camps. And then they felt like they really need to push hard to like strip away anything that was Japanese and was a custom. And so they were super Americanized then. So I'm wanting to learn more like about my roots and my background.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that would love to just like be home baking and like, I don't know, be like a homemaker in some ways. And like, like have there's like some farm animals here on the ground, but like, I just got my little chickies and have some property. So there's that part. And then I didn't show the card.
Yeah. You didn't show the card. Okay.
And this lady who's just like dancing all very fancy free and just like free expression. And then like the total health card, like having a balance in your life of these different, whoops, like wellness areas. Sorry, I went by those through those fast, but that was, this is all like who pieces of myself.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. I mean, you gave a very quick synopsis on, oh, let's talk, let's break these down. You said,
you want me to come over here now? Okay.
Oh, wait, no, you, okay, sorry, you only have addressed these so far. Yeah. Okay, so let's spend some time over here. Okay, so you said these are all the person that you you're striving to become.
Yeah, who I'm in the process of becoming. It's not striving anymore, it's like happening.
Yeah.
I'm like there, I just want to be more there.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
For sure. I mean, I think I could see this as your like outward energy, like free and happy.
Yeah.
And you notice that there's like a lot of animals in the background.
Oh, yeah.
There's a turtle, there's birdies, there's cats and pigs. And
there are a lot of animals. And then, just like a lot of nature theme.
Yeah. So that's, you know, interesting.
I guess this card too is representing the with the woman dancing, like learning like fun ways to move my body that don't feel like a punishment, but just feel fun.
Yeah.
And like giving myself permission to explore that. There's another one where I probably should have picked, where it was like a woman painting and like being creative. And that's another thing. I feel like I can get too focused on like one pocket of my life, and I'd like to feel more holistic in those areas. And I am.
And there's another, this is me observing. Okay. Yeah. I'm not trying to project or anything, but both, but the Native American one and the tree both have a large like light behind it, almost to create like stoicism. But then notice that there's roots that are exposed. And then this one, you mentioned how you want to like learn more about your roots too.
Uh-huh. No, that's super cool. Yeah. I think it can also represent like the masculine and the feminine too, and we all have like a masculine and feminine like within us, and I feel those are conversations that my husband and I have been having a lot of too, and
you see a lot of feet grounded.
Oh my goodness, James, this is so fun. You're right, these are things I hadn't even noticed.
They're
fully showing
all of them
and roots. Oh my gosh,
all of them have their feet connected to the ground,
right? You're either rooted, I mean these guys have just like a toe up, but like,
well, it's, but they're barefoot, three of them are barefoot touching the ground.
And it's
interesting
that like they're all full body images like that, because that isn't most of the cards.
You probably didn't even realize that.
I didn't.
But this connection to earth, to solid ground.
Yes. To, I feel solid in my foundation. Yeah. I'm building the foundation with like,
and this one has
care.
A light source behind it.
You're right. Yeah. A lot of sun. That's the sense of myself. I have like my sense of my higher self with me. And that's becoming easier and easier. It's becoming something that I can like tap into and feels really good.
Yeah.
So, that's super cool. That was fun. Thank
so yeah,
you.
Grounded James, the stoicism. Therapist.
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay. That's really exciting and interesting. Okay. Let's move on to these.
Yeah. So I'd say that this somewhat represents parts of my childhood.
Okay.
So this little girl is happy and she's loved.
Here, let's hold her up for
She also has animals, and you can see her feet. Yeah, look at that. Other similarities. But she has leg braces and is using crutches. And I feel like there were times where being a highly sensitive person, which is a form of neurodivergence, really felt like a handicap. Like, no one wants to be the kid crying all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, I could tell that what I was feeling was more than other people, and that made me feel wrong or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very misunderstood. There's a hair in my face. And so I think that there was, like, some confusion. And I was loved, but I was also left alone a lot as a child. And And in some, like, sometimes challenging circumstances, there's been a lot of divorces within my parental units, moves when I was young, and, you know, sometimes mental health things that were not addressed or addictions that weren't addressed. So I came out fine, but those are some elements, excuse me, I keep having to clear my throat, that sometimes felt this way in the card.
Yeah.
Or like I had to put on maybe a happy face, like everything was okay, even if I felt that way. That's probably more accurate.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then I would also escape a lot. So this is a picture of a girl reading.
Oh, and yeah.
This is one of my probably reactive managers. I could have read the whole day. I would read the whole day away. Mm. There are days where I would like barely get out of bed because I was just curled up reading my book.
Dang.
But it was like such a dissociation of like, this world feels more free than the world that I'm in.
Yeah.
This world has more connection available than the world that I'm in. And it was life-saving. And this is also, you know, what led me down this path when I started reading books that were about, I started gravitating towards books of people who had to build and create a mindset and build and create resilience and like the steps that they took and what that looked like in like, you know, harsh conditions, much harsher than anything I'd experienced.
Yeah.
It gave me a lot of hope that within humanity, if we're able to persevere things like this, then I can persevere this thing and I can try this like thing, new skill on.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped in those moments. Any questions about those as I... Sorry.
No. I mean, I'm just observing that now the posture is like seated and a lot more like vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
Like this girl is requiring crutches and braces. These two, their feet are on the ground, but their butts are also on the ground.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, continue.
No, I'm loving your observations. This is super fun. This is not a part that's been active for some time, but I think it's a common one for other people. So I wanted to share it. And it's a woman. She's looking haggard. She's puffing on her cigarette. And there's all of these cans of film. And she's watching, it looks like, cringy moments. In fact, I wonder if they're labeled resentments and financial mistakes. Yeah, missed opportunities.
Oh, dang.
Betrayals and lies. Yeah. And then on the door it says good memories and it's crossed out. Like,
oh, I didn't even notice any of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you gotta look really close at some of them. And so like I said, this is not a part that's come up for quite some time, but I think that this is a lot of what this rumination is. What is a major factor, in fact, in a lot of studies, ruminating is the number one factor that leads to more anxiety and depression as a mindset and as a practice, because it can be too natural to let ourselves pop on the next film reel of bad mistakes this and bad mistakes that. So my reframe for this is completely different now, but I thought it would be a powerful one to talk about because...
Totally.
This is life school. You are not meant to get straight A's in everything. It's meant to be challenging. And so you're going to have like a pop quiz. You're going to have like a midterm. You're going to have these moments that are challenging you, but they're challenging you with like all the lessons that you're needing. And yes, they're uncomfortable and yes, they're painful, but there's ways that we can flip that script and have a different narrative that isn't just constantly shaming ourselves, because that's no way to break free and find this sense of self and this sense of inner peace. This will only keep you stuck.
Yeah. Okay. What about this one with the bears?
Yeah. This one is, this is also like, so this would be probably like I don't know what kind of, it would be a part for sure, protective part. Mm. This is like, I've got a mama bear energy.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. I mean, there's some major, is the constellation, Big Dipper. And sometimes my protective side can come across maybe too protective. Sometimes I think it's a huge asset. But I think that sometimes it's something I have to keep in check too, because I like really care about the people I care about. I really care about the things that I'm passionate about. I feel like protective of those things, but it's also something to like, to monitor.
Can I rearrange these in the chronological that I think that they should go?
Totally.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Because this is your child, and notice.
Yeah.
The posture of these four.
Yeah.
They're all sitting, needing support. And their feet are not fully in contact with like stable ground.
You're right. None of them.
This one, mama bear, and like protective, because this is a form of your protective self. This is another form of your protective self.
Well, actually, in this chronological order, which is so fun that you move them around, it's becoming a mother and healing my generational trauma in a very different and very much more interconnected way has allowed for this piece. And that my daughter is my biggest teacher. My children are my biggest teachers.
Yeah.
And trying to, you know, understand what energy am I also bringing into the home, and am I taking care of my piece? Because they are just little sponges and they're going to soak that up.
Yeah.
And I want to model what it's like to work on your shit.
Yeah.
And to not let it spill over onto other people.
Yeah.
I want to be humble and own that. And so this role has opened up so much for me.
But also reparenting yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly. Yeah. I can't show up for her if I'm not feeling whole.
And then would you say that like this represents your inner child too? These like the vulnerable, scared.
Yeah. But you know what? This represents how it felt. My inner child now feels much more like this.
Okay.
Like
free.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. My inner child, she feels much safer now. So there's been a transformation there too. And then when there's like, there was some triggering news that I got this week. And although there was a moment of feeling like this, how cool that like I was also able to coach myself through it and see like there's a lesson here, what's in my control and what's out of my control.
Yeah.
Like I can focus, I can reframe this. I can refocus on what like mindset would be most helpful here, on allowing other people in my life to be on their own journey and their own path. It doesn't have to align with mine.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to look the way that I need it to look.
Yeah.
It's not how I need it to look. That's their stuff. That's none of my business.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to make one more change.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to go like this. Because that was your way of self, of like survival.
Yeah, of escape.
Yeah. And this can almost go like here.
Right.
And you should burn that card.
Is this a terrible one? I don't like. Yeah, let's get rid of it.
No, keep it out. But I'm saying photocopy it and as like a representation for yourself, just burn it, because that's.
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, ruminating and living in your shame.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah. And then this is like the old. Yeah, this is the pinnacle. This is where you're going to like end your life.
Yeah, and it's really about this constant desire for growth.
I'm talking about the tree one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the tree. Yeah. It's so cute. My husband was like, you're a little gardener. You just like to tend to things and people and help them grow. And I'm like, oh, that feels so true. Like, I just like to help things grow.
Yeah.
And like to do that, I'm in this process of realizing I got to let myself grow, because I can't help someone become this in themselves if I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
If I'm not brave enough to slow down, if I'm not brave enough to change the habits or the lifestyle or the way that I approach people and relationships in my life, which it's not that I ever thought I was going against my values, but there's times where we mess up.
Yeah.
Like I've always tried to be very aligned in my values and have a good inner compass, but we're all human.
Right. Look at you. Look at your progression.
Yeah.
And you're going to be this old cat lady.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going to be a combination of these two old ladies.
Yeah. Because
you're like the hippie baker with all the animals. And that makes me so happy. I just want a garden and a chicken coop and have time to do this. That sounds so fun. I'll bake you things.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
The agreement. Yeah. There I don't know. Yeah, so this really shows a lot of parts work, like we were saying. And this is the work that I strive to help other people understand. I can't tell you how fun it has been to work with these cards with my clients and see like sometimes surprising parts that come up for them, or they'll do a lot of layering as well and be like, oh, all of these represent this time. And then a way to talk about it, which is interesting when I observe people, is to say like, where in your body do you feel that? And usually they'll be able to tune in and like notice. So one of the cards that is, has been really common for people to pick. Maybe I'll just go through and talk about some that have been most common.
Okay.
It's a really common one.
We both drew these two.
Yeah. Yeah. this one is really common. And then there's one.
Sorry. Name. She's saying that this tree one is really common. And the one, and then she pulled one that has a woman with, holding a life preserver or a lifesaver ring, and it says problem solving kit in her other hand.
Oh, that one.
And she's got like a teddy bear on her shoulder and a dog sitting next to her. Would you say this is another common one?
Looks
like a,
that's the one in particular that I wanted to talk about actually.
Okay,
so
it's a young boy holding Earth on his shoulders, but Earth looks like it's has a hurricane on it or something. Yeah, it's crushing him.
This is a really common one. And it, you know, when I ask people, where in your body do you feel that? They all say the back of their neck and their shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the way, the weight of what this boy would be carrying is on, right on that part of his body. So it's interesting how when you can really tune into your body and your intuition, what comes up for you, what emotional response comes up for you.
Yeah.
Or like the question where I said, well, how old is that part? That might be a role that you've felt since you were a child to hold up the world, to feel like it was your responsibility
if you're
not in an environment that felt safe to do so. So there's a lot to talk about with that one. This is another really common card. And it's this child running on a hamster wheel, and it's all these different fears and things that could go wrong. Social situations, just worst case scenarios, just all of the worst things. Like a what if.
Oh, and there's a black widow.
Black spider. Widow, hornets, scary guy, being reprimanded, being embarrassed, being rejected, failing. So all these representations. And I think that's, you know, those are the inner critic, which is trying to be a protective part, but one gone awry that is just trying so hard to be good.
Yeah.
And feeling so much risk and fear.
Yeah. Man, I feel like a lot of our listeners and viewers are going to resonate with a lot of this. I can imagine, especially that hamster wheel representation with like the constant grind and like the never ending cycle. But yeah, if any of this does resonate with you, like I said in the previous episode, like we're not trying to make these episodes about us. We're just trying to kind of go first and be examples of like of vulnerability. So whatever you can glean, please glean that. And then yeah, anything that does resonate with you, please comment and share with us, because we read all the comments, especially the long comments we read, the ones that are packed full of vulnerability.
Touching. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll sit there and cry over them.
Yeah, it's like, it's so beautiful. Like all I want is like connection and impact and to feel like any of this helps someone else connect to their emotions and heal a little bit. And that is just such a gift when you share that with us.
Yeah, so we actually laid out the cards on last episode and this episode, all the cards. So maybe on those moments, take a screen grab or just pause it and choose which cards resonate with you.
I don't get any residuals, but you can look them up as well. Interactive cards.
Yeah.
I have some ideas of like doing something similar, because I think that there's just such a beautiful way to heal and to process your feelings that you can't put into words, in the same way that songs and music help us process things that we couldn't put into our own words.
Yeah.
I'll just explain a couple more and then we can let people go. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. This is these two. These two are really common.
Okay.
This one is this guy, and he's just prepared for everything. He's got a life ring, a problem solving kit.
Oh, you said a guy. I said it was a woman.
A woman? Oh,
sorry, it doesn't matter.
I can't tell. You're like, they're like asexual. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Like a peace sign, but they're just like prepared for anything.
Yeah.
And I like that one. That one comes up a lot. And then this is one of someone in combat, and a lot of people resonate with this if they've either been in combat or if it feels like they're just like getting like shots keep getting fired. Like,
yeah.
Life keeps like giving them tough hands, and like how do you withstand that?
Yeah.
So if those are things that you resonate with and have had a hard time finding a space where you can be heard, this is your space.
Yeah.
This is your space, Delightful Humans. Thank you so much for joining us, Delightful Humans, for this episode of Delightfully Dysfunctional. And we do have a YouTube where you'd be able to see all of these beautiful cards and their imagery and get a much better idea of what we are describing
And our pretty faces.
And our pretty faces. And my purple hair.
Yeah.
Purple. I'm having a lot of fun with it. Come check it out. And on our YouTube, we also have therapist reactions to different music videos that really elicit strong emotional connection that I think all humans can understand.
Totally.
So we would love for you to join us over there. Please like, subscribe, share with a friend. It would really mean the world to us as we just try to continue building a community that feels safe to be vulnerable and humble and curious.
Yeah.
Thanks, James.
Yeah, thank you, Kehlani. Oh, thank you. I'm unlicensed, but hit me up.
If you feel like you resonate with the work that I do with people, I will be offering some more things. And you can check that out on coachkehlani.com and sign up for my newsletter or go to my Instagram, Kehlani_evolve. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye-bye.